Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
Hello, my name is James Flotten, and I'm a faculty member at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, working for NASA's Minnesota Space Grant Consortium, promoting interest in aerospace engineering and science to college and university faculty and students around the state of Minnesota. Two of my areas of interest, besides NASA and aerospace, are astronomy and church choral music. So I'd like to talk some about my experiences tying those together. I attend University Lutheran Church of Hope in Minneapolis and sing in the choir. In the fall of 2012, our choir director, Scott Rohr, approached me about providing visuals for a darkness-slash-nighttime-themed choral music and poetry event he was planning to do with another church choir in the winter, which can be long and dark in Minnesota. Darkness and night are recurring themes in the Bible, typically negative. But Scott wanted to focus on notions of beauty and wonder and light in the darkness. The program came to be called Night Songs, and Scott described it on a flyer as a Vespers service of readings, music, and images, giving thanks for light in a weary world. I elected to accompany the choir anthems and readings with dramatic astronomical images projected on a screen at the front of the sanctuary, plus star field images projected on the ceiling, like a planetarium. University Lutheran Church of Hope doesn't have any built-in projection screens, which gave me license to build a temporary oversized paper screen just for this event. We did the program after it was dark outside, not hard in the wintertime, in a fully darkened sanctuary, so that image details were easier to see. The choir and the readers used book lights. I cannot do justice to this fundamentally visual and musical event in such an oral podcast, but I want to read the lyrics to a couple anthems and one poem that have been used in various incarnations of Night Songs. We change the content every time we've done this event, including once at Vespers here at Holden Village in the summer of 2012. So here are the lyrics to Stay With Us, an anthem by Egil Hovland, based on Luke 24. Stay with us, Lord Jesus. It soon is evening and night is falling. Jesus Christ, the world's true light, shine so the darkness cannot overcome it. Let your light pierce the darkness and fill your church with its glory. Stay with us, Lord Jesus. It soon is evening, and night is falling. And a poem entitled Starlight by Stephen Rutledge. In the unknown of the night, along what path stray from the artificial light, vague silhouettes of trees stretch for the sky. I too cannot help but try. We reach, albeit no limb touch the spectacle of the stars. Our admirable gazes bond to the light that meet our skin. We are touched by the sky, for even the light of dead stars brush upon us. And finally, lyrics to Sure on This Shining Night, text by James Agee, an anthem by Morten Lauridsen. Sure on this shining night of star-made shadows round, kindness must watch for me this side the ground. sure on this shining night. The late year lies down the north, all is healed, all is health. High summer holds the earth, hearts all whole. Sure on this shining night I weep for wonder, wandering far alone of shadows on the stars. If you have a moment, I encourage you to listen, to find and listen to online recordings of Hovland's Stay With Us and Lauridsen's Sure on This Shining Night. They are both beautiful choir pieces. Scott and I weren't sure how people might react to our combination of images, anthems, and readings, but Night Songs has been enthusiastically received by people of all ages and has drawn healthy attendance every time we've done it, most recently during Advent of 2017, with our new choir director, Zach Bush, plus two additional church choirs. The striking visuals attract people who might not otherwise attend a church choir concert, and the astronomy images make the event stand out, even for those who are regular church concert attendees. But we didn't try to make this an educational event by labeling the slides. We just used the images for their sheer awesomeness and beauty. These concerts were often talked about for weeks afterwards. The Vespers service, hold an evening prayer, also contains beautiful star imagery, and we have occasionally used parts of it in Night Songs events. At the request of Pastor Dave Greenland, former Holden Village Potter, I also assembled an astronomy slide set to go along with that service, which has been used at Dave's church, our church, and also at Holden Village in the summer of 2018. Doing what I call Holden Evening Prayer Plus, where plus here means plus astronomical imagery, requires essentially no extra preparation. The lyrics are projected, so the service can be done in a darkened space with no need even for handouts, as long as the group knows the music. I've personally benefited from collaborating with musicians on Night Songs and related events, and doing so has allowed me to share some of the beauty I value in astronomical images with my church community and beyond. I hope to have the opportunity to continue to participate in such events in the future, and would be happy to correspond with anyone who would like more information about these experiences. I may be contacted by email at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.